A New Year's fire destroys a workshop at 9 Mile. Skagway's Joanne Arnold wins the Clark Award. And the 2019 Polar Plunge in Haines. This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Haines Volunteer Fire Department didn't get much of a break over the holidays. A fire broke out late in the morning on New Year's Day. The blaze damaged a workshop and an RV out Lutac Road. Haines Volunteer Fire Department was notified of the structure fire shortly after 11 a.m. on January 1st. When the fire department arrived on the scene at 9 Mile on Lutac Road, volunteers found a workshop and an adjacent RV in flames. Firefighters were able to extinguish the blaze in about 20 minutes. The crew remained on the scene for an hour and a half. No one was injured in the fire. Haines Volunteer firefighter Al Badgley says the workshop itself was completely ruined, along with some valuables inside.
The shop itself was totally destroyed, and there were numerous things inside there. There was a gun collection that had some 100-plus-year-old guns in it, which is a challenge to be able to replace those, and other personal items. The RV itself had some small things in it, but it was mainly a storage area.
Badgley says the department isn't entirely certain what ignited the fire, but believe it may have been caused by a wood stove.
Talking to the owners of the workshop where the fire occurred, it appears that it was probably a wood stove that was either not fully closed properly or had combustibles too close to the fire, to the wood stove itself.
Badgley says the fire department will follow up with the owners of the workshop and RV to determine what was lost. The department will also provide a report for the state outlining their emergency response. It's been a busy week for the Haines Volunteer Fire Department. Tuesday's fire is the second in Haines in less than a week. On December 28th, just after midnight, a trailer caught fire at Oceanside RV Park on Front Street. Joanne Arnold is this year's winner of the Helen B. Clark Award for Community Service in Skagway. The award recognizes residents who have served their community through outstanding volunteer work. Henry Leisha has more.
Joanne Arnold is a Skagway resident of 38 years. She works at the Elks Lodge. On New Year's Day at an open house get-together, she got a big surprise. Nominations for the Helen B. Clark Award are accepted from the public every fall. A committee of past winners reviews nominations from the past 5 years and selects a winner. Dustin Stone works at the Elks Lodge with Arnold. He wrote a nomination letter to the award committee explaining why she deserved to be recognized. Arnold particularly enjoys working on fundraisers for specific members of the community. She says that lending a hand is an important part of life in Skagway. Arnold is quick to point out that she isn't the only one giving back to the community. She has been supported during difficult times. The Helen B. Clark Award is sponsored by the Skagway Book Company and the Skagway News. As a prize for her volunteer work, the newspaper made Arnold a special plaque out of antique letter blocks from the original Skagway News printing press. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Thank you.
Polar plunges are a New Year's tradition across the globe. The Polar Bear Club in British Columbia has been taking New Year's dips since the 1920s. In Haines, Tom Morfitt started the tradition 14 years ago. A couple dozen people made the plunge this year despite rainy weather. KHNS has an audio postcard from the event.
It's mostly just a bunch of crazy people out here stripping down to their swimsuits and sneakers and running, screaming, jumping up and down the water, running back to the fire.
Yep, yep, yep. We are distributing the hot chocolate. This is the 14th annual Polar Bear Dip. It looks like we got a pretty good crowd for a rainy New Year's Day. But the water temperature is beautiful. The air temperature is beautiful. Just a little rain.
I overdress and I run down here. It's about a mile, so by the time I get here, I'm hot and sweaty. And then it's not so bad.
Cookies.
Good job, you guys. Yes, yes, of course.
It's a great tradition. It happens all over the world on New Year's Day. So we're just part of thousands of people that are jumping in cold water all over the planet right now.
I did not jump in. That's my boy. He went multiple times for some reason. And finally, he's on our last dry towel, so I think that's it.
The 2019 Polar Plunge in Haines. Those were the voices of Marie Boisvert, Jane Pasco, Jim Green, Tom Ely, and Holly Davis. That's your KHNS local news for tonight. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to these stories and more online or download our podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.